Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And because of no run support, Paul Skeens went into the All-Star break 4-8. That didn't stop Dave Roberts in Major League Baseball from saying, hey, you're going to be the guy that gets the ball to start the game again, the first pitcher ever to start consecutive All-Star games to begin a career. And that's where we're beginning today, even though we're at EQT Park for the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball game, because in a couple of minutes, Paul Skeens is going to talk to reporters in Atlanta, and we're going to carry it live. We'll see if he gets questions about the plight of the Pirates and their struggles going into the All-Star break. Malzy is back from his golf sabbatical to my left. Hello, Malzy.
Hello, Pony.
And Donnie is to my right, his first road game.
Yes.
You've played Penn State's preseason schedule for the first 5 years you've been with us as a producer. And so we finally let you out of the cage here. And the first show has now flies taking over and now biting me, actually. I just got bit.
They're regular house flies. I don't think they're
biting. No, that was like the thing that attacked Jabba Chamberlain and Cleveland.
No, those are midges. They're different. This feels like the first time Donnie's like it's a three-man show today.
Yeah.
He's got the outdoor, you know, on-location control board in front of him, but that thing is so easy, even I know how to use it.
Don't say that, because they're going to make you then become the on-site engineer, Chris.
Yeah, we already know the mention of producer around this guy. That
he'd rather
go through hell. Well, it's like anything, you never have to do it.
Correct.
But that's not my fault, though.
Well, we could do the trade paychecks thing one of these times. That would work out well for me. I got a wedding to pay for.
Yes, you
and
do.
And the invitations and went man. Out, and I got one this week.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, there's a save the date on the Mulsey fridge.
And some very, very questionable invites to this wedding.
Heard Austin Bechtold talking about it. I don't think plus one was probably needed on that wedding invitation.
It's like the NCAA tournament expanding the field to 96, some of the names that went out for this.
You've got one of those teams from like the Atlantic Sun with a losing record for the season, 13-18. They go in and they got to play in Dayton.
Intern Dom got invited.
My intern for a whole summer.
Okay, does that mean Jack by the end of this summer is going to get invited to the wedding?
Timing, no.
How about Sonny Gray? He was an intern for an entire summer.
Well, Sonny's got a hockey Sonny draft. Gray is out in Cape Cod all summer.
Yeah, the wedding is not in the summer.
Martha's Vineyard.
The mail still works and goes to his house, Donnie.
The wedding is in March, and I feel like
he's not going to be in Cape Cod then.
He's got a lot of NHL games to watch. He's a hockey diehard. That's when the season's ramping up,
right,
man.
Yeah, that's like the red hot time for hockey.
He's got stuff to watch.
Dom's going to be following around Syracuse in the NCAA tournament next March. He's not going to have time for
Will Dom be 21 by the time that wedding hits?
He's 21 now.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He'll be 22 like next month.
Oh, man. He's an early candidate for main character.
So we don't have a TV here, so we have no idea how this press conference is starting or how it's going. Have they sat Skeens down yet, Dom? What's the lay of the land there?
They showed an empty stage with some empty chairs, so I'm assuming they're going to get him rolling out here soon, but right now he has not appeared yet.
Riveting TV for MLB
Network.
The
empty scene and empty stage and empty chairs representing the Pirates' run support.
Why don't
they
just preempt this press conference with more cornhole like when they announced the All-Star game lineups, and it was late because they had to finish a cornhole game on ESPN?
I'd be more interested in seeing the cornhole game, if I'm being honest.
I think they played that wisely.
Sticking with cornhole?
I approve that move by ESPN.
Is it the big Johnsonville boards or whatever? Imagine just saying, we want to get into the cornhole sponsorship business.
But that would never happen with any other sport.
Hockey, it would.
Yeah, you're right. It would never happen with the NFL.
Correct. Well, the NFL, that says more to me about the NFL.
If it were day three of the NFL draft and cornhole was going on, they'd put that thing on ESPN Plus or whatever and say, all right, we're going to let you know who the first pick in the fourth round is. We don't care about this anymore.
Yeah, that is true, but that just speaks to the NFL's dominance.
I do think there's a shift in the mood, in the tone of skiing starting the All-Star game. Last year at this time, it was a lot of excitement and enthusiasm because the Pirates were only a game out of a playoff spot. And it was maybe the beginning of something great. Could they make a run? Could they buy enough at the deadline? Could they rally and make the playoffs? And then, they're going to build around him in the offseason. They're going to even have a better shot the following year to win. And they didn't do that stuff. Mm-mm. And instead of being 500 like last year, they're 39-58. And they lost 8 of 9 on this road trip. And instead of thinking about better days with Paul Skeens, I think I and most Pirates fans look at it like this is a countdown to when he leaves.
I guess I think about that more top of mind. That always, the second they drafted him and you realized, oh my God, this guy is like actually this good. Holy crap. He's not like, you don't have to wonder how good he's going to be. You know exactly how good he's going to be.
But last year's Pirates team had potential.
There was, yeah, I mean,
in the mix.
It's always buzzing as like a low frequency hum in the back of your mind. This guy is not signing a second deal here. He's not going to buy out a couple years of free agency. Like what you get is probably 5 years of a 6 year.
But let's make the most out of that time.
Sure.
And we still felt that way at this time last year.
This feels much more this year like what I and others have said for a while since they drafted him. If he's as good as advertised, you're going to look really bad and have a lot of egg on your face if you don't build around him. It's gonna highlight.
All right, Ballsy, hold that thought. Here's Paul Skeens.
It's the third time this beautiful city has hosted the All-Star Game. First time it'll be in Truist Park. And with it being 7,000 degrees outside, I think this is going to be the best All-Star week of all time. Tonight's Home Run Derby is going to be one that they're going to talk about for the next 500 years. The starting pitchers for these All-Star games are going to put on a performance that they'll talk about whenever my great, great, great grandkids are roaming this glorious earth. And it is my honor to be the host of this particular press conference. We'll get to your questions at some point. Cannot wait to hear them. Make them good, because we got living legends with us. On that note, allow me to introduce the four men that you see sitting on this stage, the four men that are going to set the tone for this entire All-Star Week. To my right, living legend, World Series champion, manager of the NL All-Star team, from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Skipper Dave Roberts. Good to see you, buddy. No pop from the media. Unbelievable. Sitting next to him is the starting pitcher for the National League. He's the first ever Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher to be the starter in the All-Star game in back-to-back years. He's the 10th ever NL pitcher to start back-to-back years. He's the savior of Pittsburgh 3-4 years from now. Handsome LSU national champion, Paul Skeens is here. Hey, babe, Paul. Way to go, Paul. And to my left, ladies and gentlemen, he has one of the hardest jobs in sports. He's the manager of the Pinstripes. He's a man who my friend Ty Schmidt literally lives and dies with every single day. The AL manager, ladies and gentlemen, Skip Aaron Boone. A little bit more clap for you. A little bit more clap for you. And a man who I was just speaking to a little bit ago is built perfectly for the position in which he plays. In his uniform, he looks fantastic. When he pitches, he has filthy moxie. Ladies and gentlemen, saving the city of Detroit, pitcher, Tarik Skubal. Good work, buddy. Now, to get this thing started, I believe we need the starting lineups. We will start first with the National League with Skipper Roberts.
All right, for the National League, obviously, Pat mentioned Paul Skeens is going to be our starter. Leading off.
Listening to MLB's introductory All-Star Game press conference, Pat McAfee is the master of ceremonies. In a second, we're going to hear Paul Skeens answer questions. I did not know that McAfee was going to be in charge of this. Did you guys know that?
He's asking the media.
I knew he was doing his show. I didn't know that he was like the MC of the whole
shebang.
And
he's asking the media assembled to ask questions to cheer for the people they're going to be asking questions of?
That seems normal. Quote, Paul Skeens, he's the savior of Pittsburgh 3 or 4 years from now.
Tarek Skubal, he's the savior of Detroit, a team where the football team was the number one seed in the NFC and the team made the playoffs last year.
Yes.
He's on Johnny on the spot right now.
Dom, tell us when they're done with reading off the lineups, because I'm really not interested in any of that stuff.
By the way, strange little factoid about McAfee. Way before he was Pat McAfee, he was merely getting his toes wet in this business. Joe and I interviewed him right down here, maybe in this exact spot at Wild Things Park.
Because he played a game here.
Yes. I think we might have been set up like sort of diagonally and behind where we are right now, probably within 50 feet of where we're sitting. I interviewed Pat, but like he was already famous. He was an NFL player. But before he became literally one of the most famous sports personalities on the planet, Joe and I just sat here, and he kind of did the same sort of spiel. You know, save a city.
All right, let's go back to the press conference. Here it is.
The game, where it's at, these two guys on stage with me, along with myself and Aaron, are guys that you can root for, are super talented, are going to be the faces of this game for years to come. And so for me to have Paul represent the National League, and as you said, Pat, the first and only Pirates pitcher to ever do that in back-to-back games, All-Star games, unprecedented, and it wouldn't surprise me if he does it next year as well. But it's an honor to have him toe the rubber for the National League.
Hell yeah, I cannot wait to watch. Thank you for what you're doing for Pittsburgh, Paul. And I know this is like the event that you look forward to most, Paul. You say, give me the most amount of cameras, the most amount of lights, and the most amount of microphones, and that is exactly where I want to be. So thank you for coming out to this moment here, this press conference. But if you could, in a very uncomfortable way, I assume, because you hate compliments, could you talk about being named the starter for the All-Star team for the second straight year and what that means to you?
Yeah, it's a huge honor. So thank you, Doc, for, you know, giving that to me. It's the All-Star game is something that I think, you know, for myself, I was lucky enough to do it last year. I don't imagine a scenario where I would, you know, turn down starting the All-Star game. And it's just such a huge honor to, you know, be on this stage and play with, you know, all these unbelievable players, some of them that I've, you know, watched for years, and to be able to share a field with them is an awesome experience. So great to be back.
We're thankful and lucky you're here, brother. And great answer there. Nailed it. Now, we must go to the American League. Manager Boone, will you please reveal your starting lineup, please?
I will.
Here's what we'll do. We don't need to hear about Tarek Skubal saving Detroit. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll hear Skeens answer questions on the other side. We'll have Dan Zangrilli later this hour on Skeens starting, O'Neill Cruz in the Home Run Derby, the Pirates draft last night, live at EQT Park, where the Wild Things play, for tonight's Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Classic. Cam Hayward set to join us next hour, too. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, Edgar Snyder, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's the PM.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Team. All right, we are live from EQT Park, the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Classic, fifth annual. I'm 4-0 in these games, looking to get to 5-0 on the mound. Skeens trying to have another illustrious performance in the All-Star game. We're here, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football. Pat McAfee is emceeing this Q&A with Paul Skeens right now down in Atlanta, so let's go back there live.
I think that obviously there's a lot of things in baseball. We've evolved as far as rules and rosters and things like that, which is needed to be time of play, pace of play, and all that. And now when you get to the All-Star game, I think that there's things that the commissioner, the Players Association are still going to be digging into. But I think for me, kind of my North Star is the All-Star game should be the game's best players. It's about the fans and what the fans want to see. So for this young kid to be named All-Star, I couldn't be more excited for him. He is thrilled to be here. I'm going to get him in there probably the fifth or the sixth inning, something like that, the seventh, and it's going to be electric. So the fans, the media, you're going to love it. So for me, it's an easy answer because if it brings excitement, attention to our game, then I'm all about it.
Down here.
The All-Star game was moved out of Atlanta in 21 because of a law that former President Biden described as Jim Crow in the 21st century, and it was framed as a protest. Dave, in the 2021 MLB Network special on Stop Asian Hate, you said, and I quote, "I think it's just being relentless with our voices. This is not something that's just an isolated moment in time that we're talking about. It's something that needs to be talked about an ongoing basis and be relentless with it." What happened to being relentless with it, and why are we still in Atlanta when this is on books?
You want to sum that up for me? I know it was hard to understand. We were actually talking about that. Can you re-say what you said there?
There is a law on the books here in Atlanta that is a voter suppression law that Joe Biden has called Jim Crow of the 21st century. Dave, in 2021, in the MLB Network special, you said it's about being relentless with our voices and speaking up, and this is not an isolated moment, and it needs to be something talked about on an ongoing basis and being relentless with it. What happened to being relentless with our voices, and why are we in Atlanta when this law is still on the books? And it is a dangerous situation to be a journalist in Atlanta because Atlanta has detained the most journalists by ICE.
I believe the question was a political question about laws that are on the books and everything like that. And the All-Star game was taken out, now it's brought back. Interesting. I don't know if any of us are the experts or the ones that should be giving answers on that, but respect and appreciate the way you feel about it, and I would assume that there was a reason or some conversation that was had by the MLB and the state that all parties thought that this would be a wonderful host city for the All-Star game, and I think everybody is all very excited to be back in the beautiful city of Atlanta, I think. I don't want to speak out of pocket for anybody, but I do believe with everything else you're talking about, I don't know if Dave is a lobbyist or Paul is a lobbyist or Tarek or Coach Boone. I think they would be great at it if they decided to be as such. But I think she was talking to you. I don't know if you – I think so. I believe it was – once again, it was hard to hear. But do you have any thoughts on Atlanta hosting the All-Star game whenever there was obviously some conversations in the past, I believe, right?
I think Pat answered
– to a press conference at the All-Star game, which is supposed to be about Paul Skeens starting for the second consecutive year. It's taken a abrupt left turn, and we're hearing Pat McAfee do his best to get people back
on course.
It
might be more fitting for KDKAM if they want to air this the rest of the way.
Let's go back there now.
Right to voice thoughts, but right now I really choose to just focus on the players and the game and be excited to be here. And for me, to be able to manage these guys and to manage against these guys, I'm honored, so I don't want to get into the politics. So, but thank you.
And with that being said, great for sports to showcase Atlanta, and we're lucky and thankful to do it. Down here, sir.
Hey, for Paul and Tarek, with the ABS system being used tomorrow, do you envision you guys making a call for an appeal? And looking back at your short careers so far, are there pitches and games you remember you wish you could have had a computer review?
Start with you, Paul. Tarek, sorry.
Yeah. I know the it's going to be implemented. I don't know, is it two challenges or is it going to be like unlimited, like spring training? I don't plan on using them. I probably am not going to use them in the future. I'm going to let the catcher do that. I have this thing where I think everything's a strike until the umpire calls it a ball. So with how good guys are behind the plate, you know, Cal's going to be really good behind the plate. So I don't know the strike zone a ton, but I mean, I guess there are some pitches that you think are strikes and you want them back, but I also think it's part of the game, and I love the human element of the game. You know, I think maybe some other guys don't, but yeah, those are my thoughts on it. I don't plan on using it though.
Paul, do you like the thought of a regulated strike zone?
Yeah, I pretty much want to echo what Tarek said. Pitchers think that everything's a strike, and then you go back and look at it, and it's two, three balls off. So we should not be the ones that are challenging it. Yeah. I think, I don't know, I really do like the human element of the game. I think this is one of those things that, you know, you kind of think that umpires are great until they're not. So I could kind of care less either way, to be honest.
I love that you guys think terrible pitches are strikes. Respect. Just such an optimistic approach to things. Yep.
I have a question for Tarek and Paul. Hi, Tarek. Hi. Which batter are you looking forward to facing the most tomorrow?
You know, hopefully I only faced three. That means I did a good job. What was the lineup again? Ohtani, Acuna.
Shohei, Acuna.
Who's hitting third?
And Martin.
Who's hitting third tomorrow?
Who's hitting third?
Doc, who's hitting third?
Third, Marte.
Marte? I mean, if I had to pick one, it'd be Shohei. What he does on both sides of the ball is really impressive.
Do you have a question for Paul, too? Same question.
Yeah, what he said. Hopefully just three hitters. I faced four last year, and Judge was hitting fourth last year, so I got to face him, but hopefully he's the last one tomorrow too, but we'll see.
Go ahead.
This is a question for Paul and Tarek. You know, it's not often that you get to look at the success of your season and how it compares league-wide, so I'm just curious, how do you compartmentalize that, and what are mindsets that you're going to take from All-Star Week carrying it into second half?
I don't really, I mean, the goal to me of baseball is to win and win championships. So, I mean, as much as this is an honor and I appreciate this moment, and I'm going to, you know, have a good time over the next couple days, you know, my focus is on winning a championship, and that's what the game's about. So I don't really think that I've accomplished much until I win a championship.
Yeah, I think this is a good time to kind of reset. Obviously, the All-Star game is tomorrow, so we have effectively a two-day All-Star break. So, So hopefully just, you know, reset on those 2 days and go into the second half strong. You know, because it's pretty easy to have a poor second half and then everybody forgets about you starting the All-Star game. So just gotta keep going.
You're in college like 15 months ago. Last question here.
This is for Dave Roberts. Dave, what do you think this All-Star week means for Freddie Freeman being back in Atlanta and being an All-Star?
It's something that I know once they announced.
That was the last question. Then this year's Q&A really did not go the way Major League Baseball had planned for it to go.
Noah Hyles tweeting 3 minutes ago, this is the most chaotic press conference I've ever attended. I responded, how uncomfortable does everyone on the stage look? He said, I can't even describe it, just pure shock and confusion.
One thing I did pick up with regarding Skeens, did he take a subtle shot at Zach Wheeler? He said, I can't imagine turning down a shot to start the All-Star game. Isn't that what Wheeler did?
I actually defend Wheeler for doing that. I mean, like, last year, so the Pirates were actually in it last year, but it was also Paul Skeens making history as a rookie to start the All-Star game. Why does Zach Wheeler have to pitch in an All-Star game when his team has a chance to win a division? He's in his late 30s. Like, if something were to happen in an inning that he pitched in the All-Star game, like, who in the world in Philadelphia is gonna care about that? Looking back on it, just thinking, well, our season is now ruined. Our ace is gone. I fully defend him. I wouldn't pitch if I was in his position.
Maybe if you're Skeens, you figure, well, this is the highest profile baseball I'm going to be playing.
That's
here.
The problem.
And, you know, the next 2 to 3 years as things stand right now. So, yeah, smoke him if you got him, right? Like, I'm not going to turn this down because if I do, people might not see me pop my head back up for a long time.
If the Pirates were in the Phillies position,
yeah,
they're in like a heated divisional race, and we're a couple of years down the road, so it's not like, oh, Skeens is historic, he's a rookie starting the All-Star game. I wouldn't want him to pitch. I wouldn't care if he said no.
I don't really look at it as an injury risk, though. Like, I didn't think in 2015 when all those Pirates made the All-Star game and Cole came in and pitched that he was going to blow his arm out. Because they make sure they wrap these guys in bubble wrap and use kid gloves.
People worry about the home run derby ruining swings. What if a guy overthrows and doesn't hurt himself, but maybe just, I don't know, messes with his mechanics, little thing like that?
I just think it's a Pandora's box, because if Wheeler's logic is the rest of the regular season is more important, he's obviously right, then technically anybody who's in contention right now could opt out for the same exact reason.
Pretty much.
And you wouldn't have an All-Star game anymore. You just have a collection of guys who are on teams who sucked playing in an All-Star game.
I mean, that's what I think has been the problem with All-Star games across all sports, is a lack of trying and a lack of guys taking it as seriously as they used to. The only thing I noticed when Skeens said that was he's still, we think of him as this like cagey veteran because of how he carries himself. He's talking about playing against and going against players he's watched growing up. The dude is, what, 20? He just turned 23. Like, it is kind of disgusting to think about how young he is and how good he is and how advanced the approach is and how mature he is about everything. When I hear something like that, that was the one thought pony more than even the Wheeler stuff that popped through my brain.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We are live at EQT Park. That's where the Wild Things play. That's where there will be a big celebrity softball game involving us tonight. The Cam Hayward celebrity softball game. He's scheduled to join us next hour. Dan Zangrilli is next on Skeens, Cruz, the Pirates draft, which is ongoing today. Quick timeout, we're right back. It's the PM team.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We're here at EQT Park, formerly Wild Things Park. Cam Hayward's fifth celebrity softball game is here. It's called the Three Rivers Celebrity Classic. I am 4-0 in these games. I have a stacked lineup. I have an incredible bench coach and mind at my disposal, Donnie Football. We're taking on a team that's coached by Adam Crowley and Harry Callis. There is a very real chance we mercy rule them tonight and win this game by more than 10 runs before we get to the
seventh inning. I have a significant prediction for that other team's performance. I think it's going to potentially cause massive amounts of strife on the morning show moving forward, because I think Callis, who thinks he's the star and the baseball man here,
he thinks he's Whitey Herzog.
He thinks he's going to – Crowley's the star in this situation. Crowley and Doran are the stars here.
Doran's playing.
I think Callis is going to be out there like he's Earl Weaver. Yeah, Whitey Herzog, Billy Martin. He's going to be trying to take managerial moves away from Crowley, and I think it's going to cause long-term strife on the fan morning show. Callis is going to be too big for his britches out there. He's going to be walking around like Lasorda going to Kirk Gibson off the bench.
I've actually made contact in this stadium, Adam. You haven't. I hit a ground ball here.
That's completely separate, and I will say Callis should be flexing about that, because the guy was throwing him cheese and not just trying to lob one in there like he was Billy Crystal, although Paul Mulholland was trying to get him out too.
Dan Zangrilli is on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. His visits are brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Dan, I said at the beginning of the show, I feel like the mood around Paul Skeens' second All-Star Game start is different. Last year, there was a lot of hope because the Pirates were in the wild card mix, only a game and a half out. There was also the hope and optimism that they would build around him in the offseason. That didn't happen. Now they're in last place, and they've lost 8 of 9. Your thoughts on how it feels to see Paul Skeens back in the All-Star Game?
Well, what it's going to do, I think it's going to put on the national stage what we've been talking about and lamenting here for, you know, the better part of 6 months, 9 months. It's, I think, going to put a lot of pressure on the organization, because when the nation is watching and they see the National League All-Star take the mound and Paul Skeens, and then they throw his numbers up, you know, there's a lot of folks in Pittsburgh, obviously, that are very much dialed into the plight of the Pirates. But I think this is going to put the Buccos on the radar. They're going to say, wait a second, this guy is 4-8? And that's, unfortunately, it's going to be an omelet on the face. And that's the dark cloud that sort of hangs over this. While you want it to be celebratory, while you want it to be history-making, which it is, when they show that record, when they flash it up, they're like, no one else has ever prepared to start an All-Star game with that kind of line, and that is a very unfortunate thing, and ergo becomes the story, doesn't it?
Dan, why would there be a belief that this would shine a light that shining a light on the Pirates in this way would compel them to act any differently than they have so far in Skeens' tenure? Because when he very early on proved to be very good after 1 year, there was the thought that his excellence and their overall mediocrity would have the same impact that you're talking about. It didn't. They had one of the most underwhelming off seasons anyone can remember. Why would this compel the owner, the GM, both, anybody in that franchise to operate any differently once they are, in a weird way, almost humiliated on the national stage for having this impotent of an offense?
Well, I'm not saying that it is or will be. I'm just saying that that's, you know, kind of a shame here. And I don't know, but let's just, for the sake of conversation here, I mean, typically most change is elicited by accountability and by a pain point. And I guess it depends on how much pain you can tolerate. And if this is a really big pain point, then maybe it does send a message. But I don't know if it's anything that they're not already aware of. They're not already trying to fix internally. Obviously, they haven't succeeded in any way, shape, or form to that end. But I just think it's a shame because, going based on what Andrew asked, you know, you're not going into this history-making start for Skeens with a whole lot of hop in your step. It's more so like, wait a second, what? This guy's 4-8. How can that be? I'm just saying that there's going to be 49 other states and many other fan bases that are going to be awoken to what's gone on here in Pittsburgh, and maybe the notoriety is a good thing from that standpoint.
Dan, what did you make of the Noah Hyles mailbag answer last week in regards to 2026 being the final full season of Paul Skeens? And then he later explained to me that night that Paul Skeens' biggest contribution to the organization will simply be the trade return he gets back.
I mean, if we're dealing in cold, hard, brutal reality, that very well could be how the end of the story, Donnie, is completed. And that is the definition of a tragedy in every sense of the word. You know, I've been saying for a long time, I don't believe that there's going to be baseball in 2027. I believe that when this bitter, ugly negotiation, which I think you're going to have both sides dying on their respective hills, one concession that's going to come out of it from the owners, which I think they'll give that away as if it's just a footnote, is a full year of service time. So whatever happens in this collective bargaining agreement, I believe 2027, with no baseball being played, the clock will continue to tick, not only on Paul Skeens, but any other player. That's why, you know, the Jared Jones injury and the waiting for the surgical procedure is such a bummer, because while they did this brace, and I'm pivoting here from Skeens to Jones, but I think the point remains the same, is, you know, and Andy Rodriguez and anybody else who is on the clock, so to speak, this window of all of that service time, you're looking at next year potentially being the last year. So they have to get their act together. That's why I think the rhetoric from the general manager's radio shows and his media scrums has been what it is. They have to be open-minded. That's why I think maybe not even just this particular trade deadline, but the offseason going in, I think that there's going to be an open for business sign hanging on Ben Cherington's chest, just trying to throw whatever he can up against the wall, and hopefully not with reckless abandon here, to be able to really shake this up, infuse some offense, because, again, you get them to four runs more often than not, you know, the outlook of this organization is much, much different. It's just amazing how historically bad this offense has been. So, yeah, the clock is ticking. The Skeens story, the saga, is unfortunately shaping up to be, as we sit here today, a tragic one. And it's up to basically one guy and to be able to figure out how to infuse offense into this organization. So we might be looking at the most impactful trade deadline and subsequent offseason of our lifetimes as Pirate fans, Donnie.
There you go. Dan Zangrilli, you'll hear him Friday night as the Pirates get ready to start the second half against the White Sox in Pittsburgh. Thank you, Dan.
All right, you got it, guys.
We're live at EQT Park, Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Classic. Cam Hayward, the main man. His charity, he is the host. He will join us, I believe, next hour. We'll talk to you on the other side here on what Rob Manfred had to say today about the state of the Pirates. He was on McAfee's show. He was asked, what's up with Pittsburgh? Why can't they win? Do things need to change as far as baseball's economics go? You'll hear that answer. We'll respond to it next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.